To all the dad darn fools, send Mrs. Newbride a sack full of clay instead of flour.
Well, it wasn't my fault, exactly. I dumped the clay out of that Spanish feller's box and put it in a sack and stuck it on the counter. And then Miss Newbride phoned in here asking for a biscuit flour right away, and, well, I sort of got the sacks mixed and delivered the clay.
Biscuits made out of clay. Bet they were swell biscuits.
Don't stand there laughing about it. What am I telling her? What am I doing?
Do? You can't do nothing. You bet your cake, now you got to lay in it.
Well, maybe she ain't coming in here.
She's coming in here, all right. She's crossing the road right now.
Well, listen. Don't say nothing about it to her. Maybe she won't think of it. Don't say nothing that'll bring flour or biscuits to her mind at all. Just keep your trap shut. Salute.
Howdy, Miss Newbride. Hey, where'd you get that there pretty flower?
Yes. How be you, Miss Newbride? Nice weather we're having. Something we can do for you?
Yes. Have you a book on contract bridge?
What kind of book?
A contract bridge. Contract.
No, we ain't. Why, you figuring on going into the bridge contracting business?
Oh, no. A contract bridge. It's a game.
Oh, a game. Well, I reckon what you're thinking of, Miss Newbride, is the London Bridge.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm thinking of contract bridge. You know, the game that's being played everywhere in the best circles.
Well, if it's played in a circle, Miss Newbride, it must be a drop of handkerchief.
Oh, no, Mr. Peters. It isn't that at all.
Of course it ain't, Deb.
You don't use a handkerchief.
Don't use a handkerchief?
No.
Then what do you use?
Why, you use...
You use your sleeve.
Oh, but you don't. You use cards. Cards. You know, you hold hands.
Yeah, well, that's just what I said. You stand in a circle and hold hands. That's not the handkerchief.
Oh, but Mr.
No, Eb, I think you're wrong. That hand-holding business sounds more like post office.
No, it's drop the handkerchief.
It ain't, I tell you.
It is.
Oh, but Mr. Peters, it isn't. I know what it is.
Well, then what is it? If you know what it is, why'd you come in here and ask us for it? What is it?
It's contract bid. It's a card game. It's played for points. And sometimes it's played for money.
Played for money, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to lose your dough.
Oh, but speaking of dough, I made some biscuits with that flour.
It means gambling. You lose your money if you gamble. Keep your darn trap shut, Em.
Oh, but Harold and I never gamble. We're saving our money. Because when you have money in the bank, you can do almost anything. Dollars talk, you know.
Well, they are with a woman's head on them.
Well, yes, indeed. We're getting ahead. Even if we have been married less than a year, we've saved nearly $1,000. Only it's a bit difficult at times.
Well, Miss Newbride, you know the old saying about newly married couples. The first 100 are the hardest.
The first 100 what are the hardest? Dollars or years?
First 100 biscuits.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Mr. Winterbottom, I made some...
Say, Miss Newbride, we're sorry we ain't got that book you want, but we can send and get it for you.
Oh, but I don't think there would be time. You see, Harold and I have been invited to the Countess the Ayers' house for dinner tomorrow evening, and I thought she might play contract bridge, so I...
Oh, so you're going to the Countess's for dinner, huh?
Yes.
Well.
Isn't it just too thrilling? Actually, dining with nobility. Oh, dear. The Countess is of a noble house, you know.
I thought she had the old Cragmire house.
Oh, I mean all her people were nobles. But, oh, dear, I mustn't stand here talking this way. Harold is coming home for lunch. Goodbye, Mr. Winterbottom.
Hey, goodbye, Miss Newbride.
Goodbye, Mr. Peters.
Hold on. Nothing else you want, was there, besides the book?
Oh,
goodbye, Miss Newbride. Goodbye. Drop in.
Yes. There was. That flower.
Goodbye. We'll be seeing you. I hope you have a nice time.
I wanted to tell you about that biscuit flour you sent me.
Well, Miss Newbride, I'm a mite busy.
But
this
I
morning.
Just wanted to say.
Yes, I know, but doggone, the person is bound to make a mistake sometime or other.
Oh, but it wasn't a mistake. I made the biscuits just as I always made them, and
we'll take the flour back. We'll take it back.
Oh, but I don't want you to take it back, Mr. Winterbottom. I'd like to have you send me some more of it.
Send you some more of it? Some more of that there flour?
Oh, yes. You know, Harold said those were the best biscuits I've ever made. And I want to get some more just as soon as I use this packet. Goodbye.
Well, go on.
Well, for the John Brown.
Best biscuits you ever made, huh? Me and you better go up into Onondaga Canyon and get a whole load of that place.
Yes. Yes, sure. And you think that Spanish brother is going to use that clay to make statues? Oh, say, I wonder what becomes of the Spanish fellow, anyway.
Darned if I know. But I've seen Professor Thistlewit sitting on Mrs. Pinkley's front porch talking to Captain Pinkley when I took them groceries up to Schultzenheimer's.
Well, you didn't see nothing to Hector, did you?
No, I bet you Hector's gone out of town.
Well, if he ain't, he better, causing all this darn trouble. If he hadn't lost that note that Professor Thistlewaite had given to deliver, there wouldn't have been all this mystery and goings on.
Well, that's a fact. Yes. Dad burned it. And that there code message was all his fault, too, Zeb.
Yes, what?
That darn love poem, written pig Latin. No wonder people got sore when we showed it to them.
Yes. What'd you do with the darn thing, anyway?
Oh, it's around here somewhere. You know, I copied it off, but the Countess carried off the copy when I showed it to her.
Well, I'd sort of like to hang on to the real code message. That dad ratted pest Hector Smith ever turns up again. Look, ain't the Countess there now? Ain't that her there now?
Yeah, seems like she's always walking these days. I wonder where her chauffeur is.
I don't know. I ain't seen him since.
Good morning,
Countess.
How be you? Oh, Monsieur Ebb, I'm giving the little dinner party tomorrow evening, and I am wondering, could you come?
Well, gosh sakes, Countess, I ain't much of a hand, you know, to go to parties.
Oh, but, Monsieur, it will only be a few friends, just a little informal party. Why, no one there will even bother to dress.
Won't bother to dress? My dad danced a whole bunch of you get arrested.
Oh, no. I mean, they will not bother to change attire.
Change what?
Change attire. Attire.
You know, Eb, they won't change tires. Just put some gas in the tank.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but suppose they get a puncture.
They will not change to formal clothes. They will not wear formal attire. They will come just as they are. And after the dinner, we will play at the cards. Do you play the card games, Monsieur Eb?
No, just checkers. I don't reckon I'd better go to your party, Countess. You see,
of course you'll go. Of course you'll go.
Yeah, but I don't know how to eat with nobility. Mrs. Newbride said you were from a noble house.
Oh, oui, but that is nothing. Perhaps you have sprung from some noble house yourself.
Yep, he did, Countess, and that's a fact.
Oh, and what house? What house did he spring from?
Oh, he sprung from in front of Schultzenheimer's doghouse. He had him there, darn dog bit him.
Oh, I do not think you comprehend, Monsieur. By house is meant not the actual house, but the family. My family, it goes back to the Italian Renaissance.
You mean they go back just for the summer?
Oh, no. The Italian Renaissance, it is not a place.
No, it's kind of picnic, but an Italian picnic. And her family took the day off, you see.
It is a time, a period in history. My family started in the Middle Ages.
You mean they was all middle-aged when they were born?
I do not mean that. I mean my family is very old.
Well, how old be the Countess?
500 years.
What? 500 years? Land of Goshen. Say, if your family's 500 years old, how old does that make you?
But you do not...
Well, how many kids have you got in your family?
I have no children. I mean my ancestors. My grandfather and great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather. My great-great-grandfather was the chamberlain to the Duke of Burgundy.
Chambermaid, huh?
Oh, no. I did not say chambermaid. I said chamberlain. He was a distinguished young man. He was, according to the king, 4 times removed.
Well, what did they remove him for?
Loafing the job, I reckon.
Oh, but you do not...
Well, a fella has got a good job. Ought to be careful. Yes. Jobs are pretty dangerous.
You do not understand. He was a distant relative of the king himself. He was an aristocrat with blue blood in his veins.
Blue blood in his veins? You don't tell me.
Say, I'll tell you what he needs. He needs a bottle of old Dr. Simmer syrup cinnamon. It's just a thing for making good red blood.
That's a fact, Countess. Fine tonic. Take it myself.
But he has been dead for almost 200 years.
Well, he ought to have started with the tonic sooner.
And his father before him was a chevalier.
What, say?
Chevalier.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him in the movies.
Oh, no. He was not in the movies. Chevalier,
that's French for shoveler. He's the shoveler, you see.
Chevalier does not mean chevalier.
No.
It is a title. Like the sir in English. In other words, the king dubbed him a knight. Dubbed him a knight.
Knighted him a dove. Isn't it dead thing of him?
Oh, but no. The king gave him a title. A title because he was so brave. My great grandfather, he was brave too. He fought with Napoleon.
Sakes alive, you don't say. Fought with Napoleon, eh?
Well, did your grandfather lick him?
No, he was...
Oh, Napoleon licked your grandfather.
He did not.
Well, who did? Who did lick?
No one.
No, it was a draw, eh?
Oh, please, monsieur. Let us not discuss it anymore. I must be going. I have many things to do. And I will expect you tomorrow, Monsieur Ed. We dine at 8.
Well, he'll be there, Countess.
I'll get him ready in time.
Oh, merci. Oh, and Monsieur Ed, I have not forgotten about that little note you gave me. Au revoir, Monsieur.
Say, Dad Bennett, now what do you suppose she means by that?